Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, coming to you from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios on the north side of Sioux City, Iowa at 2000 Indian Hills Boulevard. So pleased that you have decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Today, I'm thrilled to have a first-time guest in studio with us. This morning, representing the goodwill of the Great Plains, their chief executive officer. And I want to make sure I pronounce your name correctly, because I bet a lot of people get this wrong.
Indeed, yeah.
Is it Brigitte?
Bridget.
Bridget.
Yep, just a unique spelling.
It is a very B-R-I-G-E-T, so I thought there might be kind of a French pronunciation.
Yeah, no French pronunciation.
But there's no D in it either, so it's not Bridget, it's Bridget.
Yep.
That's kind of the way we say it.
Correct.
So I'm sure you look at this and say, yeah, we got it right in my family. Mm-hmm. It's kind of phonetically correct.
Absolutely.
Bridget Solomon, the Chief Executive Officer of Goodwill of the Great Plains. And Bridget, it's very nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you. It's great to be on air with you.
Well, we're thrilled to have you in studio. Over the course of the next half hour, we're going to get to know you much better, but also we're going to learn a great deal about the organization that you lead as Chief Executive. And it's an organization very, very important to our community. And as you're going to learn as we get into this, perhaps in the second half of the program, I have some ties to one of the former CEOs of the National Goodwill. But you have to go back about 30 years.
Okay.
But here's the teaser. This individual has very significant ties to the Siouxland community. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss that. Bridget, every Saturday morning, we take a moment to get to know our guests. And this Saturday morning will be no different. Tell us where you grew up.
So I grew up in Sioux City, Iowa. So born and raised, been here my whole life. I grew up in the Morningside area. Went to Immaculate Conception grade school.
So my father grew up on the Avenue.
Okay.
And went to IC.
Mm-hmm.
Immaculate Conception, known as IC, and then went on to Healand. So did you follow that trajectory?
I followed the same path, yes.
Okay. And what were you involved with as a student at Healand?
I was very involved at Healand. I did band, stage crew, mission club, science club, just very active in our school. It was a lot of fun getting to know the classmates and just keeping connected to Sioux City. It was great.
So you went in the old school building.
I did, both Immaculate Conception and Healand. So it was very sad and also exciting to see the old building come down. Drove by several times, took some photos. It's exciting to see where Healand is today in that brand new building. It's beautiful, and it's good that Sioux City is keeping that tradition alive.
Yeah, it's quite a change from the old school, which was really a concrete bunker. And when mm-hmm. they tore it down, they said, the contractor who had responsibility for the demolition said, this is the 14th school building I've done, and by far the hardest building to take down because the structure was so well built.
Absolutely, yeah.
An extraordinary foundation, and we'll call that both literally and figuratively, at the old Bishop Healand. Mm-hmm. So what came next after finishing at Bishop Healand?
So after Healand, I went off to college. I went to Wayne State, so close school, a nice small community. It was a great experience for me. I actually studied food and nutrition. So my undergrad is in nutrition. I did have a minor in human resources. I started out with a food service company for about a year after college. And actually, that's what led me to Goodwill. So we were renting the cafeteria at Goodwill, and I was working there and got to know the staff at Goodwill. And I had a one-year contract. When that ended, I was able to jump right into a position with Goodwill.
So wow, very interesting.
In payroll. So very interesting how I got to Goodwill, but I'm so glad that all of that worked out the way it did.
And we're going to talk about your time and your tenure with Goodwill of the Great Plains extensively. Before we get there, tell me a little bit about your family.
So my family, my husband and I dated in high school. He's a West High graduate. And then we have together a son. He's 17 now, going to school at Sergeant Bluff.
Well, you've covered all the bases, right? We have Helan, we have West, we have Sergeant Bluff Luton. Mm-hmm. So you're like the poster child for the Siouxland community in terms of education.
Absolutely.
So yeah, you've checked a lot of boxes there. So your 17-year-old is a junior?
He is a sophomore.
Sophomore.
Sure, yep.
Okay. Very good. And what kind of what does your husband do in Sioux City? You said he's a Sioux City West grad. Mm-hmm. What does he do in our community?
So he is a steam fitter now with the Sioux City School District, but okay. He actually started there while he was in high school. So both of us are fortunate to have long careers within local Sioux City employers.
And do you still have parents or siblings in the community as well?
Yep. My parents both live in Sioux City, or in Sergeant Bluff now, I should say. And they're actually very close to us. So it's great having that family network just right there.
Especially when you're raising a young one, right?
Absolutely, yes.
The built-in babysitters. Mm-hmm. That makes all the difference in the world. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is the CEO, the Chief Executive Officer of Goodwill of the Great Plains, Bridget Solomon. And Bridget, you said you studied food and nutrition at Wayne State. Is that what you aspired to study when you graduated from Helan and went to Wayne State, or did that evolve over the course of your college career?
Yeah, that evolved. You know, I think like many students coming out of high school, you don't really know what you want to do and pursue. I literally was sitting down with my academic advisor, flipping through the catalog, and I said, oh, that sounds really interesting. I'm really into health and wellness. And so I just pursued that, not knowing for sure what I was going to do. While I was in college, I did work for St. Luke's, now Unity Point, in the nutrition department. So I was able to have some exposure to what that could look like. Thought that's what I wanted to pursue, maybe in dietetics or something, but caught the bug once I got into social services and haven't looked back since.
It's a wonderful story, and my wife studied dietetics. Her undergraduate degree is in that area and worked in food service in hospitals, and I think the hospital's contracted with the Marriott Corporation, mm-hmm. And she enjoyed that work. I eventually transitioned to pharmaceuticals, but there's a lot of doors and avenues open. People don't always realize how broad food and nutrition and dietetics can be, and I guess that's every profession. So after graduating from Wayne State, you were doing work affiliated with Goodwill of the Great Plains.
Correct.
Then you kind of looked over your shoulder and said, I kind of like it around here. And you went into payroll.
I did.
Yeah. And how much time did you spend there?
It was pretty short, almost 2 years. I worked in payroll, and then I moved into human resources. And then what was so phenomenal at the time, I was young, and our CEO, John Hantla, the former CEO at Goodwill, tapped me on the shoulder and said, I have this new position for you. I need someone to do strategic planning for the organization. I had no idea what strategic planning was all about, but I was really anxious to learn and excited to dive right in. I was able to spend some time with some colleagues at other Goodwills and learn about strategic planning, and it just lit a fire. And so ever since, that's been the main part of my role at Goodwill.
So 2 years in payroll, how long in HR?
About a year.
And then how much time in strategic planning before you were named the chief executive?
So in strategic planning, that would have been about 13, 14 years.
Wow. So all in, if I do my math correctly, and I want to make sure that my Helan math teachers say, Chris, you did it right, 13, 14 years plus two in payroll, one in HR. You're 17 years in the organization, give or take.
That is absolutely correct. In June, I'll celebrate 18 years with the organization.
And when were you named CEO?
Just 4 months ago, so in January.
An exciting officially. Role. And really, that's a huge transition for the organization, because your predecessor was preceded by his own father. Is that right?
Correct. And then his father before that. So it was three generations of the Hantla family led the organization. We have rich history in Sioux City. It's really exciting to carry that torch forward.
Yeah, you kind of broke the mold. They had a thing going.
Absolutely. It's great because I do have ties a little bit with the Hantla family. My grandfather grew up in the South Bottoms of Sioux City. And
for those who don't know what the South Bottoms are or were, tell us what that means.
So South Bottoms is where Goodwill originated. We were on Wall Street, which is, I think, Sioux City Brick and Tile Building and some of those areas. When the interstate was built, it cleared out that area and also flooding. So a lot of those immigrant families then moved up into Morningside and some other areas of town. But the South Bottoms was this melting pot of immigrants that all lived in one area with so much unity. And so I think that's what is so deep in the history of Goodwill.
And Goodwill located where they were most needed in the Siouxland community. How many years ago?
So Goodwill originated in 1890 as Wall Street Mission, and then we became part of Goodwill Movement in 1923.
And the Wall Street Mission is literally named for the street it was on in the South Bottoms.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, that's fascinating history. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is the CEO of Goodwill of the Great Plains, Bridget Solomon. And after a short commercial break, we're going to come back with Bridget and learn more about what Goodwill of the Great Plains is engaged in day in and day out at this time. We'll be right back after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Nate Connolly, Bo Bronger, Aaron Hoekstra, Colonel Craig, or Chris Bogenreef. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you this morning from the north side of Sioux City with our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we're visiting with Bridget Solomon, the CEO of Goodwill of the Great Plains. And in the first half of the program, Bridget, I was teasing a little bit about my personal relationship with the former CEO of Goodwill International. And you knew exactly who I was talking about, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I know a little bit about the history of our former Goodwill CEOs from the national office and recognize the name.
So I was referring to former Congressman Fred Grandy. Congressman Grandy, after serving, I believe, 4 terms in the United States House of Representatives, or 8 years, representing Northwest Iowa, ran in a gubernatorial primary unsuccessfully, ended his political career, and went on to become the CEO of Goodwill International. And I knew Congressman Grandy pretty well back in the day. I was a 20-year-old House intern in Washington, D.C., the first summer that Congressman Grandy was in Congress. So the joke was that I was Gopher's gopher. And that goes back to 1987. I'm dating myself a little bit there, but you knew immediately that Fred went on to serve as the CEO of Goodwill International. I don't know how long he served in that role.
You know, I don't know for sure how many years he served, you know, but what's so cool is we have this great international office and they support all of our local Goodwill. So it's really a member center. And it's a great model of really supporting all of these Goodwill affiliates, which there's 155. I don't know if many people know that, but we're one of 155 across the country.
Well, what a difference you make. And our quick shout out to our old friend, Fred Grandy, who I think is now involved in some pretty active theater. I've seen some social media information about Give 'Em Hell, Harry, where he is the star of a production focused on former President Harry Truman. And we wish Fred and his family the very best. It's been a long time since we've had a chance to visit. But as we transition back to our conversation about the role that Goodwill of the Great Plains plays in a network of 155 Goodwills across the country, I know that your mission remains as important as ever. And for those who may not understand the mission of Goodwill, Would you share, Bridget, if you would, what is the real mission? Because you do a lot of things. Where did it start and what has it evolved to include?
Well, Goodwill started in 1902 in Boston, Massachusetts. And actually, there's ties to this local Siouxland area. Edgar Helms was actually from Spirit Lake, Iowa. And he is the individual that started the Goodwill movement. He was a Methodist minister. We became part of that movement in 1923 here in Sioux City. We evolved from Wall Street Mission.
Okay, so time out. We just said something really significant. 1923. Are we already planning the centennial celebration?
Well, for us, it'll be, I think, 130 years because we started back in 1890 officially.
Okay.
We just became part of Goodwill in 1923.
I still think that's worth a party with cake and punch.
Yeah, I think so,
right,
too.
Right, JB? Yeah. That definitely deserves cake and punch. So
we'll get our team on it because I think it is exciting to think we've been around that long and we're just as strong as ever.
Yeah, it's wonderful to see and hear. And I think most people are familiar with Goodwill as a great resource. And for those who have items that they no longer need, I think the term of art that we use today is gently used. Whether it's clothing or books or household goods, you have a place for them.
We do. We have 21 retail stores throughout our region. But it's exciting that we can turn those donations through the generosity of the community into job placement services, education and training programs. We do a lot. It's hard to condense it down into a very small, short conversation, but we do a lot to support community members in their pursuits of employment.
And I want to talk about employment in just a moment, but before we get there, I think people would be surprised to know that not only do you sell within those retail establishments, but you have a significant online presence as well.
We do. So we sell on shopgoodwill.com, which is a Goodwill-run e-commerce website, very similar to eBay. So it's still the auction style. And we do have an app online now, so it's very easy to access. We also have an outlet center, which is kind of a second chance store for our Goodwill stores. And then we sell books online on Amazon and other websites. It's phenomenal.
I will tell you that I once was looking for a rare first edition book and I found it online and I paid for it online and I was shocked to receive it from Goodwill in Sioux City, Iowa. and that's a true story. Heart of a Champion is the name of the book, and it was a hard-to-find book in hardcover first edition, but the legendary wrestler and coach at the University of Iowa, wrestled at Iowa State, coached at Iowa, Dan Gable, swore that every answer he needed in life could be found within the pages of that book, which is really fascinating. If memory serves, the author was a U.S. Olympic pole vaulter who became a minister. And so it was great to find that on Goodwill, and that's a great resource to people who are looking for hard to find items. Mm-hmm. So your online presence is really working well and effectively. And we were transitioning into a conversation about employment. I don't think people realize how significant a role you play in employment and reemployment for people who are looking for those professional opportunities.
Absolutely. We do so much. That's the heart of what Goodwill is about and why we exist. Just in Sioux City, we have a job center and we have three others outside of Sioux City. Those are completely free resources and we have staff that are bilingual. So anyone that wants to come in and get some support with maybe a resume, filling out an online application, which isn't so easy for folks that may not have the computer skills that are fitting the needs of that application process.
Or even access to a computer in some cases.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a big challenge. We also do job coaching, which not very many people know about. So we're out in the community at employer work sites supporting individuals that are transitioning into new jobs. So helping them through, the interview process, making sure they're comfortable and acclimating to that new job. We also partner with Iowa Works Office We provide Title I services. I know that's not familiar, but what is familiar is the fact that we provide career planning and job training to folks that might have been laid off from their job. Perhaps they're underemployed or unemployed at the moment. We can help.
It's a great story, and I don't know that people understand how many people you help, and I think you have some statistics on that.
Yeah, so last year, 2021, we served over 15,000 people through our organization.
And did you see the need for your services increase in the COVID environment?
We have, especially as we talk to employers, we know there's a tremendous amount of pressure of employers to fill vacancies. And so we're trying to recruit and get the word out that Goodwill can help connect potential employees to employers. And actually, we've seen a drop in job placements in the last few years, and we hope that will come back. I'm certain that it will.
But you serve 15,000 people in 2021, but your vision is for a more significant number.
Yeah, our vision by 2030 is to serve 30,000 people annually. We want to double the number of people that we're serving every year.
I tell you what, you set some pretty lofty goals.
We did. We have some really exciting plans. We're partnering with our national office to implement some exciting new developments in our career training and what we can offer, particularly in digital skills, which I think is a growing need. And that might even allow individuals to work from home or pursue some other careers outside of what's traditional for this region.
In the final minute that we have together, Bridget, tell me quickly about the grant that you recently received.
So we recently received a Digital Career Accelerator grant. This will allow us to provide free Google Career Certificates to individuals in our community. Topics like IT support, Python, data analytics, project management, UX design. We're learning right alongside what all of those mean and what those could be for employment opportunities in Sioux City.
And what a difference that will make. And congratulations on securing that grant and also on serving 15,000 people in the last calendar year and looking forward to doubling that number. What's your timeline for when you want to see that number of people you help double?
Well, our timeline is by 2030, but we'll be gradually increasing individuals every year along that path.
Well, we wish you every success, and hello to your folks, your husband, your son. Our guest today has been Bridget Solomon, the CEO of Goodwill of the Great Plains, a Sioux City native who graduated from Helaman, went on to Wayne State, and is now leading one of the most important not-for-profit organizations in our tri-state region. We'll be back next Saturday morning. Go out and make it a great weekend.